The North Sound Energy Week with Stork Technical Services, delivering an unrivaled range of assets, inspect and repair services across the globe.
Hello and welcome to the Energy Week podcast. I'm Fiona Winchester. A week in which MPs pledge to protect natural resources with new drilling territory opening up in the Arctic. Omega opened a new headquarters in Dyce. A consumer watchdog hit out at the Big Six energy suppliers' complaints procedures while several companies slashed tariffs. To start the week, a group of MPs called for Britain to lead the way in protecting the planet's remaining natural resources in the Arctic. The Environmental Audit Committee plan to look at how climate change may open the region up for drilling for oil and gas. Polar explorer Jim McNeill is welcoming the move.
I applaud the initiative because we're trying to do something about it. We're trying to have an influence up there. And, you know, the circumpolar nations, we have good relations with most of those, so our influence should be good.
The US, Canada, Russia, Norway and Denmark are all due to begin bidding for Arctic territory in the spring. Speaking to North Sound News on a trip to Aberdeen at the end of last year, Prime Minister David Cameron said the government would be doing everything possible to protect natural resources in new fields.
I think the public expect us to go into this in great detail. People expect Britain to have state-of-the-art regulation and environmental concern. That's exactly what we have, and it must be in that context that we decide whether other fields can go ahead.
On Tuesday, Omega's new £2 million purpose-built headquarters in Dyce was officially opened by the First Minister. The oil and gas manufacturing company has recently made an additional investment of £250,000 in new machinery to keep up with orders. The firm is also looking to grow its workforce by 20% and to take on a second building for further expansion. Alex Salmon says it's an exciting time for the business.
Yeah, and I love the name of the company, Omega Technological Solutions. I've been so many openings recently, you know, with great international companies investing in Scotland. I mean, companies like Gamesa and Amazon and Michelin and Dundee, you know, fantastic things to see. But what's particularly interesting and exciting about this opening, this is a Scottish company growing in Scotland and this demanding offshore market, but bringing advanced technological engineering solutions to the oil fields off the North Sea and indeed across the world, and that's hugely encouraging. This is a company in these new headquarters which is intending to expand by anything up to a fifth over this coming year. Fantastic stuff, just what we need.
It's great news for jobs, obviously, as well, in the northeast as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's the type of jobs. I mean, this company in the walls of this new wonderful headquarters here in Dyce has 21 patents. You know, these are the origins of the technological innovations that have made protecting their intellectual capital. The success of this company is based on innovation, innovative engineering, providing solutions for oil fields. So, you know, this is a Scottish company growing into the international marketplace in a highly successful way.
The North Sound Energy Week with Stork Technical Services, delivering asset integrity solutions to the global energy industry.
During the week, Norway's offshore safety regulator ordered BP to overhaul its safety practices by February the 1st. The Petroleum Safety Authority has been investigating a fire last summer on the oil giant's Valhall platform. The PSA is reported to have found serious breaches of regulations. The fire stemmed from an overheated crane engine that caused a blaze in the vent stack of the platform's compressors. No one was injured, but the authority said the fire could have escalated and led to the loss of life. It was revealed this week capital investment in the UK oil industry reached an all-time high last year. That's according to Edinburgh-based analyst Wood Mackenzie. The research claims £7.5 billion was injected into the sector in 2011. The bumper figures come despite the huge hike in taxes announced in the last budget. It emerged this week that more than 4 million customers made complaints to the Big Six energy suppliers last year about bills and inaccurate meter readings. Consumer watchdog Which also thinks an estimated £4 million worth of compensation could be going unclaimed because 90% of complaints are never resolved. Jenny Driscoll from Which says the energy companies need to be more transparent about the complaints they receive.
What we found out was that last year, 4 million complaints were received by the six major gas and electricity suppliers. Now, we asked people, did everyone who had a problem complain? And actually, not all of them did. So there are millions of us that have got complaints with a product where very, very little should actually go wrong.
And what sort of complaints are we talking about?
Oh, the biggest one is absolutely on the billing. You know, things like inaccurate bills and also bills not turning up. Last December, my electricity supplier got in touch with me and said, oh, we can't find your details this month, so we won't bother billing you. We'll save it up till January. Now, what other industry would that happen in? Where have my details gone? And lots of people had similar problems. The very fact that, you know, we pay a lot of money for our gas and electricity, and the simple thing about how much money is taken from us isn't done in the best way. Well, for some people, it's a real hassle in terms of when something goes wrong with the bill, and it varies on case-by-case matter, but we know that, you know, for most people, it's the bill and problems with the bill that people have hassles with. Now, you know, the suppliers tell us they have all these automated systems in, and we really cannot understand why they have to cause so many complaints to people. And what I'm actually going to say, I never ever thought I'd believe this, is but the energy industry should learn from the banks, who are recording the amount of complaints they get and also have to publish the details of those complaints. And that's what Which wants as well. We want gas and electricity companies to come clean and say, every year, this is how many complaints we got, this is how many we resolved, this is how many we didn't, and this is how we've improved. And at the moment, people can't see what the problems are in terms of complaints. This year, First Utility and Empower were down at the bottom in terms of not being able to resolve complaints. And that's the biggest thing, is that people phone up a company and say, right, okay, this is my problem, can you sort it out? And most of the time, a gas and electricity company should sort it out quickly. But sometimes complaints are not even resolved after 8 weeks. Now, a lot of people think, oh, can't be bothered to do anything about it. But what Which is saying is, go to the Energy Ombudsman after 8 weeks. If you've got nowhere with your gas and electricity supplier, go to the Energy Ombudsman, because on average, people are actually getting compensation of £125. So it's worth doing.
In the wake of the news, Labour leader Ed Miliband called once again for the energy firms to simplify their tariffs.
Competition should be good for consumers, but the way it works is actually disadvantaging them. The tariffs are so complicated at the moment that 80% of consumers are overcharged. 80%. We will ensure you give all pensioners over the age of 75 the cheapest tariff. And if you don't do it, we'll legislate to make sure it happens.
Following this news, the last of the major energy firms to raise its prices last year became the first to confirm they were cutting bills in 2012. EDF is slashing gas tariffs by 5%, following a 9% decline in wholesale prices. It raised bills by 15% in November. The company provides gas to 1.4 million households in the UK. It follows a 9.2% decline in the one-year wholesale gas price. Martin Lawrence from EDF says that's why they're making the cuts.
Gas itself makes up about half of the energy bill that we have to charge our customers, the balance being made up by transmission, distribution charges and so forth. And so we're passing on these savings to our customers at a time when they really need them in the winter.
Following this announcement, British Gas revealed they were cutting electricity prices by 5%, while Scottish and Southern Energy said they'll cut gas prices by 4.5% in March. It's thought other energy firms will follow suit with similar price cuts. And Scotland is set to tie up a major renewable energy deal with the Middle East. The plans will see Scottish universities work with academics in the city of Masdar in Abu Dhabi to produce new wind, solar, wave and tidal technology. First Minister Alex Salmond says those on both sides of the deal can learn a lot from each other.
The Gulf states, even though they're rich in oil and gas, like Scotland is, are looking to diversify into renewable energy, and Scotland and Scotland's lead in wave tidal power is well known about, well respected, and there's a good deal of interest in Scottish projects for investment.
And that's the Energy Week podcast. I'm Fiona Winchester.
The North Sound Energy Week with Stork Technical Services, global leaders in knowledge-based asset integrity management solutions.